It is a 450-space parking garage on two levels. It's quite possibly the greatest garage you've ever driven in. It's wide open. It has huge glass portals on all corners that shine light down, wide open staircases. You park next to columns or up two columns instead of next to them or between them. And it will cost $1 an hour up to an $8 maximum. And then evenings, which constitute 4 p.m., so beginning at 4 and weekends, it's $1 an hour up to a $3 maximum. And then, of course, we will pre-sell major events. That means, you know, you take cash at the door as the cars come in, so you don't have to worry about cars as they leave. And that's $8 for major music hall events, and then all other events will be $5. Oh, we also are offering monthly parking, which provides 24-hour access to the garage 7 days a week, and that's $85 a month.
And this will be a new source of parking for symphony goers and opera goers.
It is. We have been doing tours over the past month, and actually this past week ramped it up a bit with excited music hall patrons, and of course all of the tenants who perform at music hall, and you know, taking them through the garage and the park too. Will not open at the same time. We've got a couple months of work left in the park.
Sitting atop the garage is, of course, the renovated, brand new, and larger Washington Park. As we speak, what is already finished at the park?
It's an 8-acre park. It has many different features in those 8 acres. There's a children's playground that's a half-acre fenced-in playground. The structures are, they kind of symbolize the rich heritage of our city. We've got features like a play castle that resembles the castle at the base of Elsinore Street in Mount Adams. We have a climbing wall, a sandbox, dual slides. There's a kind of a canal boat in a stream. There's also a 12,000 square foot fenced in dog park. There is a, of course, the historic bandstand, which was not moved. It was renovated and restored to its original stature. It's still there, right? It's kind of a centerpiece of the park. But we created a circular sort of paving stone plaza around the historic bandstand. There's also an interactive water feature. That feature doesn't really do this justice because it's actually 7,000 square feet of interactive jets, spray jets and fountains. And then a civic lawn, which is an expansive lawn the size of a football field, on the northern end of the park, above the parking garage. And there's a permanent stage on the north end of that civic lawn. It's an event stage.
What is left to be done in order to get the park actually finished and ready to be unveiled?
Well, the major work going on right now are the pathways through the park and the sidewalks around the park. We're finalizing the plantings, the tree plantings, but really most of the work remains on the northern end above the garage.
The enlarged, renovated, and reconfigured Washington Park opens to the public on July 1st. I'm Steve Hirschberg.